Yeah, Duff, you test them without withholding. Yeah. Yeah, Mishnah says like this. Ha'imer, somebody says, Ha'imer Mishkali Yolai. Somebody says he's mechayv himself to give his weight, how much he weighs, to Hegdish. So Lachar is noisim Mishkali, according to how much you weigh, that's how much money you have to give to Hegdish. Same cast of kestim, if you spoke out, you want to give your weight in silver. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you have to give 200 pounds of weight of silver to Hegdish. If you said you want to give your weight in gold, you have to give 200 pounds of gold to Hegdish. Now, Maisa, what's happened in the case? The imor shel Yamatya. What's happened with the mother? Rashi is a shame, Risha, the mother of this lady. Shomer, that she said, Mishkal biti olai. I want to give the weight of my daughter to Hegdish. So what did she do? The also the Yerushalayim. So the mother went up to Yerushalayim, who shakluhu, and she weighed her daughter, and mishkala zahav, and she gave the cheshbin in gold. And how much she weighed, she gave that amount of gold. And it's called mishkala zahav. Yeah. We'll see in the Gemara why. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be mishkal yodu yolai? Let's say somebody says, I want to give the weight of my hand. So how do we know how much your hand is? Samara says, Rabbi Yudah Shitter is, Memale Chov Yismayim, fill up a barrel full of water. O Machnista, put your hand into the barrel of water. Ad Marfikoy, until your elbow. That's called the Yad, Marsh Melis Beloshim, Nedir of Nedorim of Benayodam. Your hand goes until your elbow. So you have this barrel of water filled to the top. Now put your hand in, and the water is replaced, comes out. Now what you do is v'shoka mebosa chamor, take some meat from a donkey, v'yatzamas v'gidim, its bones and its veins, v'noisna teicha, and throw that chamor, that meat, into this barrel now. Achit ismali, until the barrel becomes full on the top. When it comes full on the top, pull full to the top again, so you know now you weigh that much amount of meat and bones that you put in, that's how much your hand weighs. So that weight you'll have to give to Hegdish. That's what Yehuda holds. This Amr Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says back, no. How can you tell exactly bosa k'neged bosa, that the meat of a donkey should be the same type of meat like an odom, and the atzomas k'neged atzomas, that the bones of a donkey should be like the weigh the same bones of a person? You can't say that. Ella rather Rabbi Yosef holds shomen esayad kami ruya lishko. Like you have to take a judgment. Judge yourself, think yourself, how much you think it is. If you say you want to give the weight of your hand, you have to try your best to get the weight, how much you think your hand is. If you omid, make an estimate how much you think would weigh, and that's what you do. But you don't have to measure it through the basar of a chamor and the atzamas and the gidim. Yep. You'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Yep. Now the Gemara says, Mayim kesef kesef im zov zov. What does the Mishnah mean to say if a person says, like Toras and Neder, I want to give the weight of myself to Hegdish? So the Mishnah says, if it's silver, silver, gold, gold. Some of you, the view holds like this. Pirish kesef kesef. The person speaks out, I want to give my weight in silver to Hegdish. So he has to give those 200 pounds worth of silver to Hegdish. Pirish zov zov. If he speaks out, he wants to give his weight of gold. So then, as much as he weighs, he has to give that much weight of gold to Hegdish. For the more pshit, of course, that's what the Mishnah means to say. The verse says, no, the Chiddush of Mishnah is like this. Ha-ka-mash-mulon, this is what it teaches us. Ha-ka-mash-mulon, that time of the pirish. Why does he have to give silver or gold? Only because he spoke it out and said clearly, when he made his neb, he wanted to give his weight in silver or in gold. But ha-loi pirish, if he did not speak out clearly what he wanted to give his weight in, then potter nafshe b'chol tu. Anything you want to give, anything that's sold by weight, you have a right to give that to Hegdish. Rashi says, like komashu roitza lishko yishko, anything you want to weigh and give that 200 pounds of anything, you give 200 pounds of anything to Hegdish. Yeah, the Mora says karachba, goes like Rachba says. The Yama Rachba, Rachba says that the asra the takli kufra, and the place that they weigh off. Rashi says kufra means zephas tar. If they sell tar by weight, 100 pounds of tar, so potanashe, if you said you want to give your weight to Hegdish, and you didn't say in what, so if you want to give it away even in cheap tar, you give 200 pounds of tar to Hegdish. So potanashe filu b'kufra. The Gemara Pshita, of course, why not? If you tell me now anything about ways you could give it, so if you sell it by weight, so Pshita can give it to Hegdish. So Gemara says, Latzricha, the Chiddush is like this. The Ikud de Tokel, true, some people sell tar by weight. But the Ikud de Kyle, some people sell it by measurement. They say a foot of it, or a square foot of tar. Some sell it by measurement, not by weight. So Madatem, I would have thought to say, Kivon de Kula Latakli, since not everybody measures it, Loi, even though some people measure it, maybe you can't give that to Hegdish for your weight. Kamash Mulan, yes, that since there are people that sell tar by weight, and you are mechayv yourself to give 200 pounds to Hegdish, you didn't say of what, so you can give anything you want, you can even give him tar also. Then was Amar Papa says that the Asra the Takli Shamchi, in the place that they sell onions, Shamchi Rashi means Betzol of onions by weight, also, Potanasha, you can give you 200 pounds of onions to Hegdish. Potanasha, filo b'shamchi, even with onions. For the Mabshita, like, why not? If it's something that's sold by weight, why not? So, Mora says, yes, the Chiddush is, lo tzricha, the Chiddush of the Mishnah in this case is, the boss of the shakli, true, they sell onions by weight. You buy 5 pounds of onions, they weigh you 5 pounds of onions. But after the Moicha gives you 5 pounds, the minig was, shodu treit losam. But they also throw in already another 2 or 3 onions. So that's not by weight, it's just an extra 2 or 3. So madatem, I would have thought to say, botul teres mishkol, it's not considered it's sold by weight anymore. Because they don't really sell it just by weight, they sell it with an extra 2 or 3 onions also. So kamashmon, that's the chiddush, no, kamashmon, that yes, it's still considered it's sold by weight. Because the ikar is 5 pounds of onions. Either add in another 2 or 3 onions, that's called like a bonus. That does not take away from its weight. Then the Mishnah says, Ma'isa b'yima shel yimrat yo. It's a story once happened here, that she was mechayv herself to give the weight of a daughter, and she gave it in gold. So for the Gemara, Ma'isa lister, it's a Ma'isa that's soisa, it's the opposite of what we just got finished saying. We just got finished saying, when do you have to give gold? Only if you speak out clearly gold. Or you say silver, only if you say clearly silver. But if you don't say what, you can give anything. And then it brings down a ma'isa that she stam said she wants to give the weight of her daughter, and she went up and gave the weight in gold. So her it's a stira. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, chasuri mechsa, something's really missing in the Mishnah. And v'ochi ketani, this is the way it should be learned in the Mishnah. That v'yimodem choshevu, if this person that says he wants to give his weight to Hegdish, is an odem choshev, is a choshev person, means he's a rich person, then Afa Gav the Loy Parish, even though he does not say in what he wants to give his weight, but Lefik Vaidai. Avada he has to give Lefik Vaidai how much he could afford, what's fitting for him to give. So that was this Maisa. Lefik Vaidai Amrina, we say for sure he meant to give according to his covet, what he could afford. And therefore, this the Mishnah says, a Maisa once happened, the Yomash, Yomad Yo, Shomer Mishka beat your live Yost, Lushlaim, Shakluv, and Aslu Mishka Lazav. And since she was a fancy lady, she could afford it, so her covet was to give it in gold. Therefore, we say, Ms. Tama, that's what she meant to say. Yeah. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says like this, Omer, somebody says, Koimosi olai means my height. I want to give my height to Hegdish. The locha is noisein sharbit sheina nichvav. You have to give like a sharpet a stick as long as your height is, but it can't bend. Because since you said koimosi means your height, it means that it has to be like strong, just like you stand up, you don't bend. It means a full thing. I know it has to be mamish as wide as the person is, but it has to be the height. Again, if you said you want to give it in gold, you have to give a gold stick your height in silver or else anything. If you say stam, anything you want in wood or anything you want, you have to give it to Hegdish your height. So that's called, by Rashi says, koimosi, means mashmir ki koimosa, like he stands. Therefore he has to give a stick, a thick stick, that does not bend over, that could stand straight. What's going to be if the person said, mole kumosai, the fullness of my height, is that an extra word, mole kumosai? Olai, then we say all he meant to say is he has to give something the height. If he's 6 foot tall, it means he has to give a stick 6 foot tall. But not that the stick has to have any thickness to it, it has to be strong. Therefore, noisein sharbat anichvav, you even give a stick, a very thin stick, that bends over. Because since you said an extra word, molikumosai, the yikar purpose of saying it is you mean just that mainly should be that tool. But you're not mentioning at all how thick and how wide it has to be, so no matter how thin it is, even though it bends over, it could be yotze your neder. Mesa, I have a question on this. It says that the sefer that koimosi olai, somebody says, I want to give my height to Hegdish, or else even if he says, molikumosai olai, the fullness of my height to Hegdish, is noisin sharp, but he has to give a stick, whatever, or else whatever he said he'll give, he has to give that high tegdish, shenu nichvav, it has to be a thick stick that does not bend over. So it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, that he says if you say molikumosai, then you can even give a very thin stick. And the other Tosefta says no, no matter which lotion you say, you have to give a thick stick that does not bend over. So where it says, Hudiya Matalya Rabbi Yehuda, that says when you say the extra word molikumosai, is enough to give a very thin stick, he says a sheet according to Rabbi Yehuda. He goes like Rabbi Akiva. Who the Yomak Rabbi Akiva? He goes like Rabbi Akiva. The Daik Lishni Yisai Rabbi Akiva says if you say an extra word, it's there for purpose. You meant to add something or to take off something. There's none like this. Gemara Baba Basra. That if somebody sells his house to somebody else, so it's a Svara Loya Sabor Loya Sados. You don't mean to include to sell also the bore that's a ditch, or else the dust that's a ditch that has walls coming up. You don't mean to include that. That's not part of your sale. Rashi says, Leah Sabor means Hamoicher Sabai. Somebody says, Tom says, I'll sell you my house. So he doesn't sell the bore, the ditch that's there in the front yard, let's say. Or Yesadus. Rashi says, bore means the Khfir inside the ground without walls on it. And Vedus means that the binyan, there's walls to this ditch-like. Now, and the Chiddush says, Afo Pisha Kosev Oimka Vrumi, even though he says clearly how much I'm selling, I'm selling you like 50 by 50, is clearly the measurements, so still the bor and the dus, these ditches, are not included. And therefore, Vetzorach Likach Loid, but Vetzorach Likach Loid Derech Divrei B'Kiva. Whereas if you sold your house, so you sold the property around the bor, just a ditch you keep for yourself. Now, how are you going to get to your bore, to your ditch? You can't grow through the ground because you sold it. So you have to buy yourself away. Tzarech likach lederach. The moichin is going to have to buy off lekeach a path to be able to get to his bore, his dust. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. V'chachom moim nechom say though. One second, another piece of it. Yeah. V'chom moim rim, ain't it tzarech no. You don't have to buy off the road, because since you left over the bor and the dus for yourself, pshita, you also have in mind to leave over a road, a path, that you should be able to get to it. But Umaydi Rabbi Akiva, Akiva agrees that Bizman Shomalei, if the Moicha speaks out clearly and says, listen, I'm selling you my house, but he speaks out clearly, Chutz Me'elu, I'm selling you my house, but he speaks out excluding not the bor, not the ditch of water there, or not the dus. Then the locher is shenasorach likach lederach. Then the moicha means to leave over for himself a path to get there, and he would not have to buy an extra ground, a path to get to it. Why? What's the b'kibis svara? Stam, when you sell the house, you sell the bayin yofa. You sell all the property around your house also, just not the burn and just not the ditch. If you speak out clearly, I'm selling you my house and excluding the bor, then we say you even mean to leave over the derech, the route, to a path to get there. What's the svar? Why? The Mer says, Alma, what do we see? That kivun de loy tzorach, since the person did not have to say, I'm selling you, excluding the bor, it's automatically understood. Ukomar, and still the person speaks out and says clearly, I'm only selling you the house and the ground, but not the bor, not the ditch there. So what he said this extra word for is Litfuya Milsakot is coming to add something more. As if to say, I mean not only to leave over the bor and the dust for myself, but I also mean to leave over the path to get there. That's the B'kiva Svara. His other Gemara says, Hachinam here also. Kivun the Lord Tzarech, he didn't have to say the word Molek Kamasai. He just could have said the word Kamasai. I'll be mechayev myself to give my height in whatever he says to Hegdish. And now he says the extra word molikumasai If so, litfuyi milsakosi comes to include something more, meaning to say, all I want to give is just the height. If I'm 6 feet tall, I want to give something 6 feet tall. No matter how thin and skinny it is, even though it can't stand straight, it's going to bend over, you'd also be yotzi a neder. So kids, that the Rebbe before said, that if you say molly kamos, it's enough even though it bends over, that goes according to Rabbi Kiva. That since he said an extra word, molly kamosoi, that means to include, or to exclude here, even something smaller, you could be yotzi a neder with. Yiboylu, I have a question like this. What's going to be oimdi maho? Let's say somebody says, I want to give my height. Oimdi. Rashi says, mievi mashmer sharbet kamos yaloi. Let's say the guy says, oimdi. So oimdi means what? Your height. So does he mean to say his height, how much he is or not? Or the guy says, oimdi means my stand. So the way I stand. So what does he mean to say? Does it mean to say you want to give his whole height or not? And she says, "I'm the Yolai. Me have mashma sharbet kamosla." Does it mean to say the sharbet is told at his height or not? She just says, "What Zion? I'm the Mao. Me have a kilwama molly kamosla." That's the shaila. He just says the word "I'm the Yolai." So the Meshita says, "Evadi means his height." But does it mean to say as if he said the word "molly kamosla"? It's enough just to give the height, even though it's very thin, it can bend over. Or maybe here, no, it's like saying kremosoi, that you have to give your height on something that could stand a little bit thicker. Another shaila is, let's say somebody says he wants to give his thickness, his width. So Rashi says, does it mean to say, it means to say something as tall and as thick as him? I have a mashma no sharbat arach, it just means the sharbat, the stick should be as long as my width. Maybe that's all he meant to say. Yeshivosei mao, when he's sitting down, the same thing. Does it mean to say just the width of his sitting? Or does it mean to say, no, everything, the way he's sitting down, his height and his width? Uvav mao, his thickness, his depth. Also, hakefa mao, he says the circumference around him. So it says, miyoyiv sharbat nichvaf biyorach, he means hakefai. Does it just mean to say I want to give a stick as long as my circumference that goes around me? Or do I know? No, it means a stick that's as tall as me and as also as thick as me. Maybe meant to say both. So take it, that's a shiloh. What exactly does it mean to say? How much is he mechayev to give to Hegdish? Then the Mishnah says, Mishkal Yodilai. Somebody says I want to give the weight of my hand. So you have to give the weight of your hand to Hegdish. Again, whatever you said in silver and gold or in anything. The question is now, how do we weigh your hand? So tell her about it. Mishkal yodi or mishkal ragli. Let's say somebody says, I want to give the weight of my hand or the weight of my foot. So how long is called your hand? How long is called your foot? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe chavis, you bring a barrel, fill it up with water, then omachnis biyad, put your hands inside the barrel, how much of your hand? Ada otso. Until your elbow. That's called your yad, until your elbow. Over regal, if you say you want to give the weight of your foot, how much is called your foot? Anto akuv, until the knee. Vishaykel, then, when that goes out, so how much water is replaced, goes out, now, fill up the barrel, vishaykel, bosa chamar, gidim, vatsalmis, put in some meat, of donkey meat, with its gidim, veins, and bones, and v'noisatech, put it into the barrel, atchikasman, until the barrel comes full to the top. And then you'll take out this basar and weigh it, and that's how much weight you have to give to Egdish. Now, the Alpha Pisha in Randall, I don't have a clear proof that the basar chamor is mamish like an Adam, but Zeichel Adam, there is a little remnant, a Zeichel reminding of it, that it's like this. Shneim the Apostle says in the Cheskel, Asher basar chamor and basarim, that their meat, mamish, a person's meat, is like the meat of a donkey. So if you want to weigh how much a person's hand would weigh, weigh it by donkey meat. This Amalei Rabbi Yossi says back, Hey Chevshel Lechavin Bosa Keneged Bosa Gidim Keneged Gidim. Our problem is, how can you know to find out exactly that amount of meat, that amount of Gidim? How do you know exactly how much it is? Amalei on this Rabbi Yossi says back, Oim Din Enochanami. We have to value shots up, make an amud, make an estimate how much you think it is. So Amalei Rabbi Yossi says back, if so, Ad Shem Din. And so, why do you measure, take an estimate upon the meat of the donkey? Once you have to make an estimate anyway, is you might do esayad, you might as well make an estimate how much you think your hand itself weighs. And why go around about where you take the meat of a donkey, and you don't know exactly how much meat the donkey is against your hand, you make an estimate, so make the estimate straight against your hand. For Abudus, what's the score of Abudus? You don't know. Kama the Efshav Dinan. As much as we can do, we do. In other words, it's easier to cut off meat of a donkey and put that meat next to your hand to make an easy estimate that that's most probably the same amount of meat that's in your hand. It's easier to do that way than rather just to make an estimate how much you think your hand should weigh. But I call upon him, it says here, biyad, when you say you want to give the weight of your hand, how long is called your hand? And also until the elbow. That's called your hand. For the Mara Minu, have a question. It says, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Migdash, when a Kohen did the Avod in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a mitzvah first, he has to make Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, he has to wash his hands and freed from the Kiyah. Now, how much of his hands does he have to wash? What's called Yadayim? It says, Adah Perek. Only until your wrist, that's all. So the Perek, Rashi says, Mokim Chibra Kafiyaz Raya, where the wrist is attached to the arm. So Mashma, what's called Yayad? Only your fist until the wrist, but not until the elbow. So it's a stira. Svara says yes. The uraisa, again the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the uraisa is adah perek. What's called the yad midiraisa? Only until the wrist. But the nedarim here, a person says mishko yodai. He needs to say the weight of his hands for him to make a neder to give that amount to hekdesh. His holach achaloshim leyodim. Here's where we go bust the way people talk. And people talk, and the hand means until the elbow, that's called the hand. Now, the first question, is it true what you're saying with Uraisa? The Uraisa, does the hand mean until the elbow, Adaperik, Ivagabi Tfilin? We know there's a mitzvah Tfilin. The Pesach says, Yodecha, to put Tfilin on Yodecha, on your hands. And where do we put Tfilin? For Tonat of Eimanasha, Yodecha Zukiburus. It means to your muscles. Way above your elbow. Even above your elbow, you put the Tfilin. So you see a dech or yad means even to the muscles, even higher than your elbow. So Mar says true. I tell you the uraisa kibiris kulay. That means the uraisa taka, your hand is cold all the way up until the end of your muscles, only even further up than the elbow. The nedarim though in our mishnah says we make a neder to give the weight of your hands. Holachach lashem leyadim. You go bust the way people talk, and people talk what's called the hand until the elbow. That's what people call the hand. I hakam a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim deretz midiraisa in the Beis Hamikdash, and we say it's enough just to wash your hands until your wrist. I tell you there, it's hilchos gemira law, true, it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That even though stam midiraisa, hand means all the way up until the top muscle, but for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, it's a special halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it's enough to wash them just until the wrist. Now, beregel, it says also in the braisa, if you say mishkel regulai, you want to pay how much? You want the weight of your foot. It's the same thing. We put the foot in the barrel of water until where? Ad hakuba, until the knee. So mashma, the regular is called until the knee. So last question, the Raminu have a question. It says raglayim means the mitzvah of oil regal, shalosh regolim. So we dashin prat labalei kabin. Somebody that can't walk is part of oil regal. Now balei kabin means somebody that has like a wooden foot. Means it was cut off. Rashi says, Prat Labali Kaba means Mi Shenech Bech Ragla, someone has his foot cut off. The Perek Rishon Samach Lishukai, for the first Perek, the first like bend near his Shaik means below the knee. The Chayke Kab Mekaba Kitab Nasa Shukai Teichav occurring Yepotam Nariya. The Yehli not called the Yazir Regal. Almala Mikri Regal Ad Perek Echot Shukai Kabila. Mashma, the regular is only called from below the knee. That's what's called the regal. Not until the knee. Khasiri has a knee. So, how come he's part of familiar regulars? Is he the regular is called only below the knee? It's called. So, Mora says true that the Nidorim holachach aloshim b'na yodim. That by Nidorim you go bas aloshim b'na yodim. Loshim b'na yodim is they call their foot until the knee. Even though Midirais is even less than that. But the Nayodim call the foot until the knee. For the Gemara, the Uraisa, Pratna Balakav, is that true that even below the knee is called the regal is only called below the knee and not by the knee? I have a Gabi Chalitza. Tehsiba says there, Ragloi, if you take the shoe off his foot, for Tony we learned, Chotza min hakuva, if you take off the shoe off the knee, Ulamata and Barim Chlitzasek Shera. So here you see that the knee is called the regal, Midi Yeraisa. Before you tell him, no, the foot is only called way below the knee. So Mar Sadech Nami, no, Shani Yosem Chlitz is different. Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Me'al Ragloi, from above his regal. So the regal itself could be by the ankle. That's what's called the regal midiraisa. And the reason why chalitz is good until the knee is because that's called on top of the regal. For the merihach is so, lamalim akubanami, then even above the knee should also be good. Won't you tell me above the foot is also good for chalitza? So even if the shoe was above the knee, it should also be good. Samura says no, or at least the straps of the shoe went all the way up on top of the knee. Samura says no. Me'al, only above the regal, means above the ankle is good. But v'loy me'al de me'al, but on top of the knee, that's cool, like above, that's no good. We're only saying above the regal is also good for chalitza. So the regal goes, let's say, until the knee, until the ankle midiraisa. And up until the knee, that's called me'al regal. Omer Parvapa says, I mean, here I have a proof, highest tevira, means the ankle bone, the bone by the ankle, adar yunochis, mamish goes down to the floor. Because these, I'm going to tell me now, mifsak posit, there are breaks there, and there are different bones between the ankle and the floor, is hevela yestaviro meyal, she should come out, and the ankle itself is above the regal. Veshuken by your knee, meyal de meyal, that's above, so even by the knee should not be good for chalitza. Samura says, no, Rav Ashi Yamano, afilu teima mystical puzzle, even if you want to say there are different bones there, by your ankle. But kol de bahadi karya, any part of the bones that lay flat, that's part of the regal, it's karya dam, it's all called part of the ground, part of the regal. So therefore, even if you want to tell me really it's made up of a few different bones there, by the ankle, but it's all called one bone. And therefore, even though that's called the regal, but the bone on top of it that goes until your knee, that's called me'al ragloi. Therefore, that's still good for chalit. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if somebody says, Tenei yodei alai, I want to give the value, how much my hand is worth, to Egnish. So now you're given the value of your hand. So, Shamanoi, so we have to value him, how much he sold for Nevin on the market, Kamu Shama biyad of layad. How much is he worth with two hands, and how much is he worth only for one hand? And the difference is how much his hand is worth. Now, this is a chumra of nedarim of erchin. By erchin, a person would say, I want to give the erich of my hand. There's no such erchin. Since your hand is not called a neshama tluyibo, so you didn't say anything. By nedarim, here we say it means something. If you say a neder, you want to give the value of your hand, and echnami, you have to give the value of your hand to Hegdish, how much it's worth. Something more says, how do we value how much your hand is worth? Like over here, really, you have your two hands. When the case by Nezikin, where somebody breaks off your hand, so it's good, we take you and sell you the market, how much you're worth right now. But over here, that you have your two hands, how do we shut you up? How do we value? So, Omar Rav said like this, Oyim Dinoisa, we value him. Oyim Mitshon Nezikin. The same way we would do it if you have an injury. Meaning to say, we would value on the market how much you would be sold with two hands and how much you would be sold with one hand. Omlei Abaye, Abaye says back, midomi is it like one to the other, hosom gav rezila. Over there where the person has damage, injury done to him, the person is missing the hand. Therefore, it's really reduced in value. So we could see really how much he's worth right now. And we would know how much he's worth with the two hands, we could have a difference. But ocha gav reshvichu, but here the person is healthy. Meaning to say, since the person looks healthy, so we can't tell how much he would be worth without a hand. We can't really estimate that. Nobody can know. We don't know what he would look like then. So how could you value him? Rabbi Yabai says, Anachanami, Oimdim, we have to try our best to make a value. Kamo dem reitzalitim b'yevodaisim locha b'yod yachas. Let's look at now how much an eved does work with only one hand. Lasas b'shtei yodov. But I'm dim kam odem roitzalitim b'yevodaisim locha b'yod yachas. L'yesim b'shtei yodov. Stam, look at a person, if you buy a slave, how much would you pay the difference? If you know the slave could only do work with one hand, or if you know the slave could do work with two hands, the difference of price, that's a difference here also. Yeah. Lassus b'shtei yodav. Yodav yachas mayniyu, v'idoch psika. Yeah. Samar says what? Yod yachas again, mayniyu, what does it mean to say? V'idoch psika is karuf, hainu hach. That it's the same thing again. That's the case when the hand's cut off, and here the hand is not cut off. So how could you make this? So much like this, Rav Elo, Yodoi Muchteves L'Rabbi Rishon. Means like this, in the case where, let's say you're selling an Eved, but one hand is still written off to his first master, the same by his first master. The new master is only buying the rights to use the second hand. So how much would he pay? That's the Moshul. And the person has two hands right now. But in the case of Rashi says, Yodoi Muchteves L'Rabbi Rishon, Shle Yasabom Loch L'Rabbi Sheni, that the second master has the right to use the first hand. The Ashtar Shemin Kagavar Shricha now will value him, even though he looks like a healthy person, he has two hands, but the person that's buying him knows he can't use more than one hand. So I'll be a good seller. How much would he pay for this? So here's a good case. Even though he has his two hands, but you know you can only use one hand, how much would you pay for that? So the difference in price is how much one hand is worth. Yeah. Talmud says, Boy Rova, what's going to be Amdu Oymit Shemazik? Let's say somebody hurt him, and they knocked off an arm, so they valued how much it's worth already, how much the Mazik has to pay. For Yoma, now the person says, the may lie, you know what, I want to give the value of my hand to Hegdish. So what do we do now? Is Mao, Mi Yoma, do we say, oh, Amdu, Bezmai just shuts them up, how much his hand is worth, so that's value he gives to Hegdish. We did it one time, we don't have to do it again. Or Dilma maybe no. Shani Yumdim, the Vayasarim Yumdim, the Beit Losa. There's a difference of 10 people. When you mechide yourself to give to Hegdish, we have Sukkim, you have to have 10 people value it. But if somebody was Mazik, you did damage to you, you only need 3 people to value you. So it could be the difference between the value of 2, or the value of 3, and the value of 10. So maybe even though we valued, we have a value, how much you're worth, from 3 people, that's only for Nezikin. Maybe that's not enough. That would not be the same value. How much 10 people will do it? So maybe still we'll have to value a second time. So it could be the umdun that you did once is not enough. You have to do it a second time. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.